The Lord be with you. A reading of the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, no secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Yes, of course. God, counting the hairs on my head, wouldn't take long, would it? Matthew's Gospel before the Passion is a series of discourses. The first one is very easily identified. We all know it. It's called the Sermon on the Mount, which describes the Father who is blessed with instructions on how to become more like the one in whose image we're created. The second discourse, which we pick up today, is sometimes called the Mission Discourse, in which Jesus is preparing the disciples to share in his mission. Jesus speaks of the tough demands of that mission, and three times he tells them not to fear, because he knows from his own experience what fear can do to the humble heart. He also tells them how to resist fear and build up their courage. That fear has to be replaced by faith, but not the kind of faith that is a comforting illusion that, oh, everything will be all right. That's not the kind of faith Jesus is proposing. The faith Jesus describes is a kind of wisdom and a kind of trust that life is full of risk, it's full of insecurity, yet in spite of that, real disciples will rejoice anyway. What Jesus proposes is that God is watching. Now, every time I remind myself of that promise, God's watching. Yeah, you get it, don't you? You're with me? We're back in grade school, huh? And Sister Mary of the Holy Discipline is standing over me and saying, "God's watching you." The feeling of being watched is not a comfortable one. But you know, the feeling of being watched over is comforting and strengthening and encouraging. That feeling gives hope that can replace fear. So God's watching over us. Few of us are ever likely to be beaten, tortured, or killed because we acknowledge Jesus and continue his mission of reconciliation, mercy, and justice. But everyone who does knows the pain that comes from the whispering and the criticism and the judgment and the mocking and the maligning and the accusing that comes with it. People look at us and say, "Oh, they're so holy." You know? Goes like that. Everyone who hears these words of Jesus is called to to be fearless and hopeful in acknowledging Jesus Christ in our families, at work, in the wider social situations, in our neighborhood. We have to find the right words to speak and the wisdom to listen. Married people struggling with fidelity, young people at war with hormones, the disabled longing to be recognized as people, men and women searching for sexual identity, the poor who are helpless and oftentimes angry. All of these people need someone to listen and then respond with the grace of kindness and love. Old Jeremiah, who spoke first to us today, that relentless truth teller, he turns to God when he's discouraged like a mighty warrior, but he's beaten down by all those whisperers who are nibbling away at him behind his back. He does not attack those who whisper about him, and he doesn't seek revenge. He just lets God take care of it and protect him. What he asks of God is not to escape from his enemies who will be with him till the end. He knows that. What he asks is that he will not despair and won't give up. So once upon a time, I want to tell you this story. There was a mouse that had a crippling fear of cats. A magician came along who took pity on this mouse, and so he turned the mouse into a cat. Then the cat became afraid of dogs. So the magician turned the cat into a dog. Then the dog became afraid of panthers. So the magician turned the dog into a panther. Then the panther became afraid of hunters. And at this point, the magician threw up his wand and gave up. And he turned back this panther into a mouse. And he just said to him, "Look, nothing I do for you is going to be of any help because you've got the heart of a mouse." My friends, we have to have the heart of Jesus Christ. And when we do, there isn't going to be anything more to fear.